Let's head to the Eagles rooms. Ben Cameron has a special guest.
I do. I've got with me Hacksaw Liam Duggan. Liam, how did you see that match?
Yeah, it was really good to get a win first off. A pretty high-scoring game, as we saw. So Brisbane really brought it up to us, but we're able to get over the top in the end, which was good. Obviously, room for improvements round one, but it's a build through the year.
What are some of those things that you think you guys can improve on then?
Obviously, they scored a bit as well, so we'll just have a look at how they got through us a couple of times. Force that, but a win's a win. We got it in the end of the day. We kicked a lot of goals, so we're really happy.
What about on a personal level? I mean, you missed the back half of last year. I know you've played in the pre-season, but how nice is it to be back out there running around at AFL level?
Yeah, to get the opportunity round one's really pleasing. Obviously, I was a bit slow to start today. Thought I found my way into the game, but it's just a good feeling to be back out with the boys.
I'll send you upstairs. We've got Peter Bell, Mark Reddings and Carl Langdon.
Liam, congratulations on the win. I hate to turn the attention straight away to next week, but I think that's what the whole footy world will be doing. It must be pretty exciting to take on the Hawks on Sunday at the MCG.
Yeah, thanks, boys. It obviously is. Grand final rematch, so we're really focusing on this week. We've moved on from last year, and we'll be looking to get our front foot forward.
And given what happened last year, Liam, with regards to yourself, and we just mentioned the number of midfielders that are either injured and obviously coming back at some point or trying to come back into this side, nothing like competition for places to ensure that your level of performance stays at a high point.
Yeah, that's it. Obviously, there's a couple of boys down at the moment, and they'll be coming back through in the next couple of weeks, but it's an opportunity for some of us to try and stamp out our authority in the team and try and hold a spot, but it'll be a great position for the club to be in when we get all those boys back.
Andrew Gaff, mate, played his 105th straight game today, and that is a club record. He's been a resilient player.
Yeah, it's 105. I've just played in my 13th, so it's to hear him going into that was a really great achievement. I think he took over from Coxie, so bit of bragging rights maybe in the locker room there, but really great achievement from Gaffey, and we can see why he's played 105 games straight.
Now, mate, you'd be one of the most relieved men in Australia when they said they're getting rid of the sub, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it was a nice feeling, actually. No more green vests. I was really happy with that.
in all seriousness, how did you find the new rotation system and the fatigue factor? Did you notice much difference, Liam?
No, to be honest, I didn't. You sort of don't really think about it when you're out there and running around. Obviously, it's a little bit less rotations, but I think that's just the way the game's going. We've got to get fitter, stronger, so that's what we plan to do in the pre-season. I think the boys ran the game out really well tonight.
Now, I'm going to give you a test here, or at least a guess. Matt Prittis got a bit of the footy tonight. Do you know how many touches do you think he got just off the top?
43 off the top of my head.
Oh, you're too good, young man.
He's looking at Ben Cameron's phone.
Yeah, I was counting him.
Oh, you got me covered. Well played.
Liam, from your own perspective, I know you had the injury second half of last year, but as a younger player making his way, what was your main focus over the pre-season period?
For me, it was just to really build that strength back in my legs. I sort of withered away a little bit with the knee injury. I was in a brace for a while, and when I took it off, my leg was sort of a lot skinnier than it already is. So that was the focus for me, just to get stronger and fitter again, because it's hard to sort of, when you're in a brace, to run and get that cardio going. So a big focus for me was just to get that fitness back.
Well, Liam, I know you've slotted into this side and enjoyed your first up win tonight. Let's hope there's good times to come for you and the side. Obviously, the MCG next Sunday is a priority. Good luck for next week, and obviously for the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us on 6PR Footy.
Thanks, boys.
Liam Duggan, who's been, thought of very highly since coming across to the West Coast Eagles at WAFL level. You knew that he was going to be pretty good in the short term.
He had that poor